Okay. So obviously,
we just made the announcement.
Made the announcement of what?
The show's tonight at the Troubadour, 9 o'clock, wristbands at Tower Records at 12 p.m.
All right, so yesterday evening, at the urging of my wife, because Mikey wanted to go, I texted Slash this. Slash, it's Mark Thompson from The Sound. Rumor is you guys have a show at either the Troubadour or the Whiskey tomorrow night. If that winds up being true, I would love to get my producer, Mike Sherry, in the room. Please let me know if that's possible. Mm-hmm. He texted back, hey, Mark, I don't have any ticks left. Let me see what I can do. Uh-huh. I said, thanks, man. Just want to get him in there for a bird's eye view so we can talk about it on the show Monday. So I re-emailed him at Mikey's urging. Slash, it's Mark. We covered the events down on Sunset all morning. I'm flying today. If somehow a ticket does become available, simply let me know. Much appreciation.
Yes.
Okay.
Slash then responded, good morning. I am told there are no tickets to be had. Duff and I tried to get tickets, but they're gone. I'm sorry. It's just such a small place.
Oh, man. I was so amped. My heart was pounding. I thought I was going. It's okay. I appreciate the attempt, though, Mark.
His next text.
Oh, God. No.
Hold on.
That's pretty good. I didn't know he could play drums.
I have a ticket for Mike.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh. He then texted, he's in, but it is not plus one.
That's fine. I can go alone. That's fine.
I then responded, okay, great. Thank you. So one ticket. How does he get it? Is it on a list? He said, box office list. Thank you so much, man. Have a great show. And he responded, cheers.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this.
Excellent, Mark.
Mark, thank you. Slash, no. If you're listening, thank you.
It was Linda. I really didn't think it was going to be possible, but you will be in the room tonight.
Oh, my God.
Don't get too high. You need to remember what it is that you're seeing.
Oh, no. No, I'll have a beer maybe two at the most, dude. I got to soak it all in. I want to remember this for the rest of my life. Guns N' Roses at the freaking Troubadour? Are you kidding me?
And, you know, every time I drive by the Troubadour, I'm reminded. Like, for example, the information on Elton John, the buzz from across the pond.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody had seen him in America, but the Troubadour was packed, standing room only, and Elton John made his American debut in that little bitty room. And you will be in there. John Lennon and
Harry Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson, the Lost Weekend.
Yep.
They got kicked out for hassling with the Smothers Brothers.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, and now you're going to see Guns N' Roses as the guest of Slash.
Oh, my God. Linda, thank you, everybody. Oh, I don't even know what to think. Oh, my God. And I do know that I was going to Facebook Live, I guess, but I just remembered they said no cameras.
Okay.
So,
yeah, no cameras.
Sorry.
Well, I was, I'm literally leaving for the airport in 20 minutes, and I got the thing, and I thought, well, I'll call Mikey. No, let me tell him on the radio.
Wow.
Uncle Joe, thank you for letting me bombard in here. Mikey,
my
had
pleasure.
A great, great time.
Thank you so much, dude. I appreciate this. I'll do whatever you want, anything.
Wait, be careful.
I mean, anything. Almost anything.
Let me
retract. Almost anything. I love you and Linda. Thank you, guys.
Dude, enjoy, and we will expect a major, major report on Monday morning.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
All right, Uncle Joe, take it back. I'm sorry for the intrusion.
No problem. No problem whatsoever. Anytime you want. Now travel safe, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you guys Monday.
See ya.